Hello, podcast listeners. We know podcasts are a great way to catch up on a program that you may have missed on KSJE, and it's provided as a free service of this radio station. But you know, KSJE is now listener-supported, and so while you enjoy this podcast, we hope that you'll also take some time to join KSJE. Become a member today. It's quite easy to do. Just go to our website at ksje.com/support and pick the level of support that best matches your budget. Thanks again for listening. Here's your podcast. KSJE 851, Monday morning here on KSJE. It's time for our Monday reboot segment. That's when I get to talk technology with Lewis Campbell from Synergy Computer Systems. He's joining us remotely this morning to talk a little bit about what's been going on in the news this past week. Lewis, good morning. Good to see you. Thanks for being with us.
Good morning.
Thank you for tuning in and being here. And so I wanted to ask you a little bit about what's going on over at Amazon. Jeff Bezos says he's going to step down as, what, chairman, CEO, right?
Yeah, he's pulling a Larry Page and a Bill Gates move here.
Interesting.
Basically saying, okay, it was fun, but it's a lot of work now, and I'm still going to be the executive chairman, but I don't want to do the day-to-day stuff, right?
Right.
I want to enjoy my, yeah, he's probably going to do what a lot of these other guys have done and gone off and, do other things and just kind of keep, the executive chairman role so he can have some kind of oversight over the company.
Right. Well, I hope he can squeak by on his billions that, he'll be maybe losing out on and not being CEO anymore. But anyway, good for him, I guess. And this article that you shared kind of talks a little bit more about what this means, that we're seeing some of the end of the founder CEO era in big tech. You know, I think, of course, Steve Jobs has been gone for a number of years from Apple, but some of these other folks, like with Google, and if Zuckerberg were to leave for Facebook and those types of things, is that kind of where we're going with this article?
Yeah, and one of the things the article points out about is that Zuckerberg is really kind of the last one of the big classics, right?
Right.
And honestly, in reality, in business, it's very rare for a founder to continue to own the company. And, we look at these big companies that everybody knows, and, we think that's the standard. But in reality, in most businesses, founders usually either sell their companies at a certain point, or it gets to the point where the skills that it took to create the company aren't really the skills that it takes to make the company grow. And so you end up, having companies that are helmed later on by people that have, a larger business background kind of thing. So, but this is interesting. I think, Jeff Bezos has done a lot of different things in his life, and it's going to be interesting to see how this plays out.
Right. I agree. And of course, he also owns the newspaper, the Washington Post. And so Do we think he might take more of a role over there and play around with that company for a while? Or he seemed to be kind of hands off, I think, on the newspaper to now.
Yeah, relatively compared to, if you look at people like Rupert Murdoch, Jeff Bezos is a lot more hands off than him. But of course, that generated a lot of controversy for Amazon and for Jeff Bezos during the last, 10 years or so, as, people would target Amazon based on the content in the Washington Post. So I don't know, maybe he'll take more of a hands-on, maybe he won't. We'll have to see.
I guess so. Okay. Interesting. Another article I wanted to ask you about is from PC Magazine about 5G. And of course, anybody who's near any kind of media hears all the big cell phone companies talking about their 5G networks and just how great this is. It's the next thing, best thing since sliced bread, it sounds like to me. So can you give some insights into what we're talking about when we talk about 5G? Obviously faster speeds, but I know that some 5G isn't like the other 5G. And of course, we have two different technology standards with our cell phone companies.
And that's the key right there is, 5G is really a standard, right? It's not, people talk about it as if it's a technology. There's a lot of technologies that are involved in giving us better and better speeds, right, at our endpoints. And, there's just tons of different technologies. So what's really important is not the technology, but how the technology is implemented. And in the US, well, actually all around the world, how the technology is implemented is defined by standards. Like you can have a technology that'll make your phone connect to the internet really, really fast, but if there's no standard around it, and if various countries have not approved it for use, it's pretty useless to you. You can't use it. And 5G and 4G and all these Gs are basically kind of a bucket that they throw all these technologies into and say, these technologies apply to this standard, and this standard is something that's been approved for use in various countries, so we're going to roll with it.
Right.
Without getting into the nitty-gritty technical details, that's kind of what we're talking about. So, 5G is really a mishmash of a lot of things, and different vendors are going to implement it differently. Just like right now, we have different cell phone companies that have different data connection protocol standards. So if you buy a phone that's made for T-Mobile, it may or may not work on a network that's made by AT&T, right? It's going to be the same thing with 5G.
Gotcha. And I think a lot of cynics would say it is a marketing ploy, even though there maybe is some newer technology and things like that, but the speeds maybe are not as fast as maybe some other 5G networks in even other countries because of these standards that the United States has adopted. Is that a fair statement?
Yeah, I think it's a fair statement. I think the reality is it is a protocol. It is an agreed upon standard first. And then after that, once the standard's been made, then the actual label 5G is a marketing thing, right? So the countries and the companies come up with these standards, and then the marketing people put a nice, jazzy, easy to remember name on top of it so they can sell the living daylights out of it. I still complain to people that, we talk so much about the cloud right now. The cloud is not something new, it's just a marketing tag that was put on top of the internet, essentially. It's like a bunch of marketing people thought, hey, as we're starting to move more and more things onto the internet, let's call it the cloud. It's really a marketing term.
Right.
Yeah.
Interesting. Well, very interesting. Well, Lewis, I appreciate you being with me this week. We're out of time, but thank you so much.
Yeah, everybody have a great week.
All right, you too. Thank you very much. That is Lewis Campbell from Synergy Computer Systems. He is my guest on Mondays when we get to talk technology right here on our Monday Reboot segment on KSJE Farmington. Did you enjoy that podcast? We hope that you did. And if you did, share it with your friends. And if you really want to keep podcasts like this coming, please support KSJE. You can do it easily online at ksje.com.